Those who support federal funding for the organization say abortion is only a small part of what Planned Parenthood does. Those who'd like to see it shuttered say dollars that go to that organization still ultimately fund abortion, something from which federal dollars are barred. Anna Franzanello is an attorney with anti-abortion rights group Americans United for Life, the group that released the condemning study.
What the report documents is that, you know, Planned Parenthood, who claims there are many things to many people, it shows that Planned Parenthood is a scandal-ridden, heavily subsidized abortion provider.
She said federal dollars may not directly fund abortion, but those who provide the procedure will still benefit from the funding.
What is this indirect subsidy of abortion when you're helping pay for the overhead, rent, and facilities of an abortion provider, you know, whether those funds are going directly for the abortion services or if they're helping pay for these other aspects of this abortion provider.
Wendy Grassi, communications director at Planned Parenthood of Southwest Florida, said anti-abortion rights activists may constantly trumpet this, but that doesn't mean it's true.
I'd say this is using discredited, recycled, and misleading claims. I don't know how many times our national president had to say this, but not one dime of federal money goes towards abortions, and it hasn't since 1976, when the Hyde Amendment was passed, forbidding any federal funds for going to abortion. Not one cent of the federal money that Planned Parenthood receives, which is, by the way, money to prevent the need for abortion, goes for abortion.
The study cites several undercover videos the anti-choice group Live Action produced earlier this year. In them, actors dressed up as a pimp and a prostitute asked Planned Parenthood employees in several states how to get an abortion for a 14-year-old sex worker. Franzanello said the employees weren't responding to the supposed sex traffickers in the way you'd expect someone who claims to want to help women would.
Instead, what they're doing is telling this man how he can keep victimizing women, essentially, by getting them cheap abortions, by telling him how he can get emergency contraception over the counter for these minor girls, and recommending other health centers that might not be have as strict standards as some of the Planned Parenthood employees claimed. So
she said the investigators get similar responses wherever they go, and there have even been claims from actual underage prostitutes indicating the same thing.
We have real substantiated cases with real victims that are calling out for, you know, an investigation into an organization that is getting a lot of taxpayer funding.
Grassi said the claims are totally false.
All I can say is I think that they're getting pretty desperate when they have to start, running sting operations in our clinics, hoping to trick some young clinic assistant into saying the wrong thing. And believe me, our clinicians and our clinic staff are trained over and over again and told to always obey the law. And that is reinforced time and again. Everybody knows, everybody respects, everyone wants to. We, Planned Parenthood, obeys the law in every single circumstance that it faces.
The report implies that Planned Parenthood promotes abortion services in pursuit of profit and uses federal dollars to that end. The nonprofit reportedly charges between $400 and $1,000 for most first trimester abortions. Franzanello said whether or not it's driven by dollars, the nonprofit is apparently growing its abortion services.
They are providing abortions at a higher rate. They're taking over a larger share of the abortion market as a whole. And then we also, you know that Planned Parenthood put down a mandate that all of its affiliates have at least one clinic providing abortion services by 2013.
And this may be where a fundamental disconnect in the abortion debate comes into play. Grassi said making the procedure more accessible by more women isn't exactly a bad thing.
I've never heard that mandate, but I do know that Planned Parenthood believes very much in a woman's right to choose, a woman's right to have an abortion. And if in some states where it may be happening that there are very few abortion clinics, I think Planned Parenthood wants to make sure that abortion services are available for women who need an abortion and who want an abortion. But I don't believe that's a mandate of ours. But I do know that we do firmly believe that women should have access to freedom of choice, including abortion.
The report calls on Congress to conduct a thorough investigation of Planned Parenthood, which receives more than $300 million in federal funding each year. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.